USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate leaders have agreed on a bipartisan emergency funding bill that addresses the overflow of illegal aliens at the U.S.-Mexico border. But the House and administration have still yet to get on board with the bill that has funds of about $4.5 billion. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise.
It's time for Speaker Pelosi to bring a bill to the House floor to address the serious crisis and make sure that HHS has the money they need to take care of the health care needs of these young children that are being abused.
Another tense hearing on Capitol Hill over the Boeing 737 MAX jets. Retired pilot Sully Sullenberger was there to testify, saying that pilots need to be properly trained on the software of the airplanes.
These crashes are demonstrable evidence that our current system of aircraft design and certification has failed us. These accidents should never have happened.
This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Trump administration's rolled back another regulation. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration completing one of its biggest rollbacks of environmental rules, replacing a landmark Obama-era effort that tried to wean the nation's electric grid off coal-fired power plants. EPA Chief Andrew Wheeler, a former coal industry lobbyist, signing the replacement rule giving states leeway in deciding whether to require efficiency upgrades at existing coal plants. He said the coal-fired power plants remain essential to the nation's power grid, something opponents deny. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Democrats are openly complaining about Hope Hicks' refusal to answer their questions during closed-door testimony before a House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. The White House has asserted executive privilege over any information Hicks, a former White House Director of Communications, might be asked to give about her work in the Trump administration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The RNC says President Trump raised nearly $25 million for his re-election in less than 24 hours. The president tweeted thank you, and as to how the media is covering the president in his Tuesday night speech in Orlando, Florida, Molly Hemingway is an editor with The Federalist. She tells Fox News,
"This is exactly what we heard in 2016, and it is somewhat disappointing that the media haven't even updated their spin on things. I think at worst what you have is a corporate political media that is pushing an agenda rather than just reporting the news, and that is why their media coverage is so hostile. At best, they're just bad at their jobs, which means that they don't understand how the President of the United States speaks. They don't understand his rhetoric. They don't understand its appeal, and that's fine if they don't understand it. They just shouldn't be in journalism jobs. I think the more likely scenario, though, is that they are partisans pushing an agenda rather than journalists."
And regarding the polls showing the president losing to some of the major Democratic candidates in 2020, Brad Parscale, the president's campaign manager, tells CBS,
"I just think the country's too complex now just to call a couple hundred people and ask them what they think. There are so many ways and different people that are going to show up to vote now. The way turnout now works, the abilities that we have to turn out voters, the polling can't understand that. And that's why it was so wrong in 2016. It was 100% wrong. Nobody got it right. And not one public poll. And the reason why is it's not 1962 anymore. I think we win an electoral landslide as of today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.